This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, January 10th. God's word for you today is Strongholds 103. Our scripture reading is taken from Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, and it says, "The Lord is good, a strength and stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows, recognizes, has knowledge of, and understands those who take refuge and trust in him." David was a war general, so he understood the citadel principle. His palace was a castle that had its own walls. Then God provided natural walls, which were the mountains around Jerusalem. You need to climb those mountains before you can attack Jerusalem. So David set up sentries on top of those mountains to shoot down anyone who tried to climb the mountains. That is why Jerusalem was so difficult to take, except God gave it up. If God does not give Jerusalem up, it is almost impossible to penetrate. In addition to all that infrastructure, God himself now became a wall of fire round about Jerusalem. Not only did God become a wall of fire around Jerusalem, but God also became the glory within her. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Please read. "I pray that concerning your life, family, and destiny, God will be a wall of fire around about and the glory within in the mighty name of Jesus." We mostly focus on one battlefield, one stronghold area, but there are three because as humans, we exist in three planes generally: the physical world, the mental and emotional world, and the spiritual world. So, strongholds and battlefields are mental, physical, and spiritual. The mental strongholds are big because they're in the middle of the grind, if you will. If someone has a mental stronghold, even though they are delivered spiritually, they will still get back into bondage. Why? The mental state has not been delivered. For spiritual battles to be lasting, it must affect and change the mind before you can have a lasting change in the physical. There are also physical strongholds. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12, "For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense." Money is a defense. You can use money to build a physical stronghold, buy resources, generators, or ammo. You can train your daughters on how to use pepper spray and have some combat skills. Physical defense. You can build strongholds. In the inserted image, we see that the gears do not begin to work in the physical until they are initiated in the spiritual. When they are initiated in the spiritual, then the mental gear begins to work. Let us pray. Father, I decree and declare that the Lord is my physical, mental, and spiritual strength and stronghold, for I put my trust in you alone. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.